The musical duo Switchback is a little bit bluegrass, a little bit Irish, but don't let that description lull you into an Irish lullaby. Brian Fitzgerald and Marty McCormick say what they're doing is really a musical highwire act, making a lot more sound than you'd expect from just two guys on a stage. They've been together more than 30 years and play together year-round, including opening up for the Chieftains. I caught up with Switchback ahead of Monday's show at Illinois State University's Concerts on the Quad.
A lot of people who know us enjoy the fact that we kind of mix this our American roots with Irish music and kind of come up with this real high energy hybrid. The fun thing about it is it feels like you're being played to by a very full band.
I tried to rise, but I was not able. Nancy had me by the knees. Whiskey, Nancy, oh.
And that's part of the visual enjoyment of it is that there's just two guys working away up there on stage with stomp boxes, mandolin, guitar, and bass, and vocal. It's almost kind of like a musical high wire act, if you will.
This is Brian speaking now. The other thing that people tell us is that when they listen to our Americana music, they can hear the sort of, it's tinged with the Celtic feeling. And then when we do the Irish stuff, they get this bluegrass thing coming off of it.
Well, my understanding is you guys started out playing traditional Irish music up in the Chicago area. I'm from the south side of Chicago myself, where there is no shortage of Irish pubs. Given that background of where you started, how would you describe, what's so special about Irish music? What is it about that energy, that excitement that's attracted you guys to it for so long?
The one word that always comes up for me is tribal. I think that what it does is Celtic music has that resonance in our DNA. Doesn't matter if you're Irish or not. It's kind of like African drumming or, something like that, where you just feel a sense of something that is undefinable but goes back, way back when. And I think that's what Celtic music has held on to. There's an adrenaline-like kind of surge that most people get when they listen to jigs and reels and some of those fast pace song. And I think that, for me, that's what I believe is why that music is so popular, and why when somebody sees something like Riverdance or some of these big spectacles, it really, really resonates with them, because it goes back to that ancient feeling that we all have, and it's just part of us.
It was such an important part of our, what we could bring to the table in a live performance situation, and I thought, oh my God, this is so much better playing traditional Irish music to fire up an audience, to make them receptive to the music, the original stuff that we were presenting. It was a perfect marriage, because it's very tough to just confront a brand new audience and play them your original material. But with the Irish music, there is, in our suits, it was like having the trump, it was... It made for them to finally get used to our own compositions. And some of these compositions were Irish in nature, too. And some of them were more Americana, but didn't matter then. They became Switchback bands. The Irish music spearheaded a lot of that.
I have served on a Yankee sailing ship. Davy Crockett is her name. And Burgess is the captain of her. They say she is afloat in hell. So fare thee well, my own true love. And when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
We take people on tour over to Ireland every year, mainly Americans, but some Europeans join us as well, and Canadians. That said, fun for them to see how the Irish respond to our music, because what's so nice about it is that they love that feeling of mountain music, the wild kind of bluegrass kind of feeling, which I think resonates quite well with the Irish people. They like that, and they genuinely like the idea of the fact that their music comes back to them not the same. It's a high compliment, I think, you know, for most of them to see us playing their music, but in a completely different style.
You know, it's tough for any musical partnership to last as long as your guys has. I want to ask, how have you managed and kind of nurtured that relationship along the way so that you're still together, you're still producing music, and you still stand each other enough to tour like you guys do?
Yeah, it's a well-known fact that duos don't fare well over time, you know, and I think the fact that Marty's from a family of 10, I'm from a family of 9 children, I think part of it, that comes into the equation because we've had to deal with our siblings in a way and, you know, not always get our way. And
so you're used to compromise, in other words.
Yeah, there's got to be a compromise. And, you know, and we're aware of when we're getting to the boiling point, we kind of back off. Like, Mario will go back to Illinois, I'll stay in Iowa, or the other way around, you know. All right, I'm out of here. I'm leaving. No, it works out. You know, we have very understanding wives, and that helps a lot. Kind of keeps things in a neutral. You want to keep kind of a neutral mind about things. You know, that's very important. You know, I think that's one of the marvels of Switchback is that we've been working this long, you know, in a very difficult business.
You'll be performing July 16th at Illinois State University, a part of the Concerts on the Quad Summer Series. Picture it's a hot summer night. You've got sunset just around the corner. The quad is filled with people. I guess, where do you guys start a show like that to introduce yourselves to a community like this?
You know, we'll pick one of the tunes that kind of is a hybrid between the two. Like Brian's referring to Rocky Mountain Express off of Kanoka.
Deep in the heart, deep in the heart of mine. Rocky Mountain.
You know, has a little bit of that Celtic drive and has a little bit of that twang, and that seems to get everybody going. The audience, you know, we're very direct with them. We want a reaction and we want their feedback, and so it's a collective. That's the joyous part about it. It's really a collective experience. You know, people come out of our concert feeling like we play directly to them, but also we feel like, you know, the feedback that we get is totally rewarding. It's a lot of fun.
That's my conversation with Brian Fitzgerald and Marty McCormick from Switchback. The Celtic Americana duo plays Monday night at 7 at Illinois State University's Concerts on the Quad.